Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Last week in our study of Titus chapter 3, we were taught that if preaching the gospel is power, then you have a problem if you don't like to hear the preaching of a salvation message. Let's continue with that lesson today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Let my feet on this firm foundation for the Bible stands.
So if the preaching of the gospel is power and you don't like it, then your Christian life is messed up big time. If preaching a salvation message, because preaching the gospel is preaching a salvation message, preaching the only way to heaven. Now look, before the service is over, before the preaching is over on Sunday morning, I want to make sure I bring in the gospel and give people a chance to get saved. I've had them say, you preach too much Bible. Okay. Somebody said nobody's going to get saved if you always preach Bible. And it's funny because when they said that in the next 3 weeks, just preaching Bible in a verse-by-verse fashion, we had several get saved. I mean, it was almost funny, and yet it was sad that these people left the church because we was preaching Bible. They said, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, all you do is preach the Bible. Okay. And the preacher has a command from God to preach the word. Okay, we preach it, we teach it. And so for me not to preach the word is to disobey my God and Father. Okay, so we're not going to do that. We want to obey God, do God's will, God's way, in God's timing, way he wants it done. So you see in these times where it's in Timothy and John and others, where they're going to put you in remembrance. And now you'll notice also here, as you look at this, we saw the word there in verse 1, to put them in mind to be subject to principalities and powers, to obey magistrates, to be ready to every good work. Now, those things, for an example, we saw the word to be subject to those that are in authority. Subject is a voluntary obedience. We say, children, obey your parents. Well, the Bible tells them that. And so we preach that. Children are told to obey their parents. We're also told about corporal punishment. In other words, spank them. Don't spare the rod. The rod would be like a switch today. And I can remember some of the people that were before me saying, and even some that are in my age group saying that their parents made them cut their own switch off the tree. And if it wasn't right, then they got it worse. And so it kind of helped teach them about, you know what I did wasn't worth it. So there's a punishment God devised in his word for disobedience. He says, you spare that rod, you'll spoil the child. Now, modern-day psychology tells, oh, what a terrible that thing is. They actually spank their children. When they get to heaven, if they're saved or if they're unsaved, when they stand before the white throne judge of God, they're going to hear, especially those that come up with all those stupid theories, will say, look, you're going to get chastened worse than you ever could imagine because you're going to hell. And they're going to be reminded that they were against God's word on the idea of punishing disobedience with corporal punishment, whether it's the spank or some other type of a thing. We say, wives, subject yourself to your own husband. But again, the wife's is a loving submission. although she may not be a thing that she enjoys doing at the moment. But in love, even though I've got other things I want to do, I'll do this for him. Okay. That's the obedience of love. That's a submission. That's why it's called submission. Submit yourselves to your own husbands. There is a loving submission, not necessarily because this is just the biggest joy in the world for you to do that thing that he wants, but it's a loving submission. You choose to love. You choose to do that. So you choose those things of obey your husband, but it's not forced. Your husband is not going to give you a spanking. He's not going to beat you if you don't do those things. And if he does, that guy needs to be whipped. Okay? He needs to be whipped. So again, make sure that there's a loving submission. It is often to do it in remembrance of Jesus Christ. You see what I mean? Well, remember, we partake of the Lord's Supper in remembrance of him. We also, in submission, whether it's to magistrates, authorities, or what have you, or wife to her husband, children to their parent, we do that because we love God. And that makes the love stronger and even better. So you do it in remembrance of him. You're doing it in that submission as unto the Lord. That obedience is unto the Lord. And it is important to God, or else it wouldn't be commanded. And in that, brought it up in his book, it's not only important to him, but since he preserved it in his book, it's important that we see what he said, because he kept it preserved for us. Not one jot or tittle will pass away of it. So again, it must be important to God. Therefore, it ought to be important to us. It is, you might say, an area of accountability at that day for the Christian, for the saved, at the judgment seat of Christ. Now, I want you to see something here. We're in Titus, but we can just keep turning towards the end of the book and get to Hebrews. When you get to Hebrews chapter 13, you're going to notice something that is there. Verse 7 and in verse 17 of Hebrews. Verse 7 tells us very succinctly, remember them which have the rule over you, who has spoken unto you the word of God. Those that have the rule, this is talking about local church, talking about believers, who has rule over you. Those who speak to you the word of God. They teach, they preach the word of God, whose faith follow. Now, following the faith is following the doctrine and living by it that he's preaching and teaching from the word of God. And so, again, by considering the end of their conversation. Now, what is the end of the preacher's conversation? Well, I think you'll see that in verse 17. The one that preaches and teaches the word, the pastor, the evangelist, says, obey them, verse 17, that have the rule over you, and submit yourselves, for they watch for your soul. And they say, they are the people that teach the word to have it over you. So he says, submit yourselves unto them, because they do this, they watch for your souls. Now, look, you mean he knows each person in the church individually, and he's looking specifically at the need of each person's soul? No, he can't do that. He can't do that unless he only has one or two people in the church. But what's he doing? He's seeing about the devil's attacks, and he's warning against them. Like God warned Adam and Eve not to eat of the fruit of the tree and tried to dissuade them from even thinking about it as much as he could. The devil got in and deceived them, but they followed God. Now, Adam wasn't deceived, but he chose to do wrong. Eve was deceived. But again, that goes right back here to the word of God, that you obey them that have the rule over you, but not unto sin, okay? But they watch for your souls. So now, God was watching for the soul of Adam and Eve when he told them not to eat of that fruit of the tree. And so in like manner, when we think of him watching over us and those that are a pastor, he's got to see what's going on in this world, see the problems that are in this world for the believers. And as a result, he preaches that as it is to men as they are. That's what he's going to do. He is going to preach the word and address those subjects. So if I address something like alcohol, drinking, dancing, although that's not really out there so much today, is it? But drinking, dancing, now dancing is, and from what I understand of halftime activities at a football championship, it's evidently some very wild stuff that no human should see, let alone a Christian. And filthy. And people are getting paid millions to do so. And the devil sees to that. Because it brings honor from unsanctified people. And that's what the devil wants. And if you can deceive Christians by it, saying on that, look, if you're going to reach these people for your Lord, you've got to be relevant. Well, let me tell you what's relevant. Men without Christ are headed to hell. And so the greatest relevance is to show them the gospel. That's what's relevant. Now, they may receive it or they may reject it. But think of this. From what I understand, there are several different kind of rock groups. There's several different kind of contemporary rock groups. So-called contemporary Christian music. I don't call it that. I call it more like religious rock music. But neither way, whatever it is, it's filthy. It's rotten in the sight of God. He doesn't want that. It's blasphemy to him. Okay? It is wrong. And so when people think, well, look, I have liberty, I have grace, I have this, I have that. No, you don't. Now, the preacher is going to give an account whether he preached that. So he points these things out. People get mad at him, but he points it out. And so how is he watching for your soul? He's warning you of what's going to cost you a loss of reward, make you ashamed at the appearing of Jesus Christ, and make you saved so as by fire if you don't listen to him warn against sin. If you won't warn against these things, something's wrong with that preacher. So that's the way we must preach the word. Why? James 3:1 tells the pastor that he has a greater condemnation.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation for the Bible.